We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Prescott on a 1st and 10. He's going to run it up the middle on a draw. Makes one man miss. Stiff arms another, and then slammed down on his right shoulder by Logan Ryan.
Oh, oh my gosh!
And he's grabbing his right ankle.
Oh my gosh! His leg just went the opposite direction, Bob.
Oh my gosh! His ankle is sticking out of his shoe. His right foot is bent to its right. And his leg is in the opposite direction.
Oh, boy.
34-yard kick to win the game. Good snap. Good hold. The kick's up. It snakes inside the right upright. And the Cowboys win.
And the Giants fall to 0-5 on the season.
Play clock at 6. Here's the snap. Wilson back to throw. Rush coming. Throws for the end zone. And it is caught. Touchdown, Seattle. DK Metcalf with a diving catch, his second touchdown catch of the night, and with 15 seconds to go, the Seahawks are on top.
Shotgun snap to Kyler Murray from the pocket, deep pass, left side going for Hopkins, one-handed catch and a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins was blanketed by a jet, but it don't matter. Hopkins makes the catch, and the Cardinals may have just put the Jets to sleep.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Today's picks are brought to you by OddsTrader.com, where the pros go to handicap, and by Bud Light, when game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there, and by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. I've had a good year so far, which means nothing, because it could all turn very, very quickly. Went 2-1 last week. I won with the Texans laying 5.5. I won with the Giants getting 8.5. I love that. I didn't get the win outright, but I got a lot of points. I got a win there, but I lost with Atlanta. I gave them way too much respect, laying 1.5. So it was a 2-1 week overall for the season. I'm sitting at 9-6. So that's where we are as we enter week 6 in the National Football League. Game number 1, there's a few reasons I'm doing this. This will be breaking news to you, Joe. Ozzie and Woodridge is no longer happy with us. He's mad. He DM'd me the other day.
Was he mad about it?
We didn't put him on or something. I felt bad.
We put him on. Like, we have control over putting him on? What do you mean?
I think that he was on hold and we never went to him. I don't remember seeing him, but either way, he's mad. I tried to make.
One good thing about Ozzie, he's really not very sensitive, so that's good.
Well, there you go. I tried to make peace with Oz because I do like him. But you know what? In game number 1, Ozzie, because maybe you're still listening, maybe you're not calling, but you're listening, I'm taking your football team. Because Ozzie, to his credit, about 3 weeks ago, was talking about, hey, I got a lot of faith in the Red Rifle. It's unfortunate that the Red Rifle is playing. We all know. You just heard the injury with Dak, and it's terrible. I love Andy Dalton, too, as a fellow redhead. It sucks that he's playing, though, right now. I didn't want to see anything to happen to Dak. But I like Andy Dalton. And I think we saw a little bit last week that he is capable of leading this team. Maybe not to a Super Bowl, but leading this team. This is still a very explosive Cowboy offense. Despite their issues on their offensive line, they can still run the ball with Zeke, whose role is only going to become more prominent. And how good is CeeDee Lamb? Not that the Jets could have used him. So, as a kind of a olive branch to Ozzie, but also because I believe it, I'm going to take the Cowboys. And there's a few other reasons. A, they're getting a point at home. I mean, are the Arizona Cardinals good enough? And are the Cowboys bad enough? All right? I know their defense stinks. Trust me. We all get that. And they have plenty of injuries to worry about. But should they be underdogs at home to the Cardinals? And keep this in mind. I think this is a factor. We'll see if I'm right. This is the third straight road game the Arizona Cardinals are playing. In this environment that we're in, that can't be easy. I got to tell you, that cannot be easy. The traveling, the being away, the protocols you have to deal with. Everything to me lines up for a Cowboy victory. So I'm going to take them in game number one. Dallas plus one at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Game number two. Look, I love the Packers. They are a flat-out elite team. We saw last year how good their defense can be, because really their defense was their strength last year. And now you've got a quarterback that's angry. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is mad. He's mad at the world, and he's taking it out on opponents. And now they're going to be fully healthy. Devontae Adams is healthy, which is a big help. And look, I think Tampa's good, and I think Tampa's going to make the playoffs. And if I had to guess right now, I think they're going to win the division. But they're still not fully clicking. You know, they're still not putting it all together, and they're facing a team that, quite frankly, is better than them. So, same line. It's a very small number. It's only a point. I'm laying it. That's fine. Give me the Packers in game number two, laying one in Tampa against the Buccaneers. In game number three, I'm going to go back to just hating on the Bills again. I think I admitted last week, maybe I'm wrong about the Bills. Maybe they're pretty good. They got their you-know-what's handed to them by a better team in the Tennessee Titans. And you know what? I think it's going to happen again because they got to deal with an angry Kansas City team, a Chief team coming off a loss, a Chief team that just added a highly motivated Le'Veon Bell. Though it's not about Le'Veon. It's about this Chief team. They are still an elite team. It is on the road. I'm not overly concerned about it. The number's 4.5. I just, and I know, Joe, you think this a lot, too. I love elite teams coming off losses.
Yeah.
Not good teams
yeah.
coming off losses.
Right, right.
Because, in fairness, the Bills are a good team. And I'm not saying they stink or anything. They're
a
fine.
Team on the rise, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're not the Chiefs. I mean, I'm sorry, they're not. And so I love Kansas City. I'd lay more than 4.5 if I needed to. I'm going to take the Chiefs in game number 3 minus 4.5 in Buffalo against the Bills. So, game number one, dedicated to my old pal Ozzie. I'm going to take the Cowboys getting a point at home against Arizona. I'm going to take the Packers laying a point in Tampa against the Bucs. And I'm going to take Kansas City laying 4.5 in Buffalo against the Bills. Those are my picks for a week. What are we up to? Six in the NFL. Joe, take it away.
Well, I'm having a my partner's having a good year. I'm having a brutal year. Went 1-2 again last week for the second consecutive week. My only winner was the Browns, who were getting 1.5 against the Colts, and, of course, won the game outright. I lost for some reason. I took the Bengals and the Jets last week against the Ravens and the Cardinals. I won't even go into that anymore. It was ridiculous. Anyway, 1-2 last week, 5-10 for the year. I will try to bounce back this week. I'm taking 3 home teams, 2 favorites, and 1 home dog. I'm taking the Panthers laying 1 at home against the Bears. You know, I really like what the Panthers are doing. You know, they've won 3 straight games now for Matt Rhule. It looks like Teddy Bridgewater's got something going down there. He obviously has something going with Robbie Anderson. And right now they're winning games without Christian McCaffrey, I mean, which is unbelievable. Their defense is playing pretty well. And they haven't knocked off the who's who of the NFL elite. I mean, they beat the Falcons last week and really did the Falcons and the fans a favor because they got Dan Quinn fired when all was said and done. But I like what's going on down there. Carolina is quietly right in the mix in that NFC South with the Bucs and the Saints. And I think they're a very dangerous team. And, you know, the Bears have been good. Look, the Bears have overachieved. They're 4-1. They come off that Thursday night win over Brady and the Bucs. You know, you got to like what Matt Nagy's doing there. Foles, obviously, is the quarterback now. They got a very good defense with Khalil Mack and all of that. I just think the Panthers at home, you're only laying 1. I really like them in this game against the Bears. I think they're going to make it 4 consecutive wins. Give me Carolina laying 1 at home against the Bears. That's game one. Game two, I like the Eagles. They're getting 7.5 points and I know against the Ravens at home. And I understand it's Baltimore, and they're one of the top teams in football, and the Eagles have struggled this year. They played Pittsburgh pretty well last week, but when all was said and done, they couldn't stop Chase Claypool, and they wound up losing the football game, even though, like I said, they gave the Steelers all they wanted. They put 28 on the board against them. I just think 7.5 is too big a number at home for Philly. I think it's too big a number. I mean, the Ravens are good, no doubt about it, but I could actually see Philly stepping up and winning this football game. I really could. I don't think the Eagles are as bad as their 1-3-1 record would suggest. Yeah, I know they've had a lot of injuries. We all know about the deal with Carson Wentz. He's been very up and down as far as being the franchise quarterback. I just got a feeling here for Philadelphia. You know, you and again, the numbers, it's a big number. You get 7 in a hook. You know, and Baltimore, look, they've done their thing. They destroyed Cincinnati last week. But Lamar Jackson didn't play great against the Bengals. I mean, you look at his numbers in that game. They certainly don't jump at you. He didn't rush the ball that much in that game. Like I said, I just think Philadelphia, look, they're right in the mix in this division. They're only a half game behind the Cowboys. They got a big game with the Giants coming up Thursday night, three nights later. I like them a lot getting 7.5, and I would not be shocked if they won the game outright. Give me the Eagles plus 7.5 at home against Baltimore. And finally, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the Giants laying the 2.5 against Washington. If they're going to win, if they're going to win a game, this is the game. You know, they've been coming close. I mean, we saw it all. You know, we saw they came close against the Bears. Obviously, they came close. They gave the Rams all they wanted. They came close against Dallas. Probably should have beat the Cowboys last week. If not for those really two big penalties, probably would have won the game. Even if only one of those plays hit without the penalty, they probably win the football game. They're just a better team to me. Even though they haven't won a game, I think they're better than Washington. I just think they are. I think their defense will be able to do some things against not the greatest offense in the world. They do have to watch against this defensive line. The Redskins, there I knew I would say it once. The Washington football team has a very good defensive line. I don't think there's any question about it. Chase Young, Allen, Kerrigan, and these guys, they can get after it. And, you know, we all know the Giant offensive line is not the best in the league by any stretch. Got a long way to go. But I think this is it. If the Giants are going to win a game, here it is. This will be their first win of the year. You're only laying 2.5. They've had, you know, in the recent times when the Giants have really not beaten anybody, they've done a good job against Washington. Give me the Giants laying the 2.5 at home against the Washington football team. So the Beningo picks for week 6, give me the Panthers minus a point against the Bears in Carolina. Give me the Eagles getting 7.5 at home against Baltimore. Give me the Giants at home laying 2.5 against Washington. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks, week 6 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.